This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. Power Evangelism Ministry would like to invite you to the Awakening Miracle Night, hosted by Apostle Ronald Solly, June the 9th at 7:30 p.m. with special guest speaker, Pastor Jim Sinero, who pastors Certain Sound Church in Austin, Texas. And you don't want to miss this awesome night to bring the Word of God to you, the healing anointing, and deliverance. So if you need prayer, you need a miracle, you need healing in your life, this is the place to be. At 7:30 p.m., June the 9th, Sunday, at the Trinity Gymnasium, 400 North Swinton Avenue in Delray Beach. For more information, call 561-337-9018 or go to powerevangelism.net. Don't miss your miracle. June the 9th, 2019, 7:30 p.m. in Delray Beach at the Trinity Gymnasium, 400 North Swinton Avenue, hosted by Apostle Ronald Solly and special guest, Pastor Jim Sinero. Power Evangelism Ministries. Don't miss this awesome awakening.
Thanks for tuning into Piercing Darkness Show. This episode, I want to thank God for this day has made. We shall just be glad in it. The best is yet to come, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible than the belief. We just finished a tremendous crusade in Delray Beach. We're getting ready for some amazing events coming up. We have camp. Also, we have a crusade. We invited to come and experience the power of God. We're also going to have a supernatural school. All is going to be glorious meetings. Go to our website to sign up today, and you're going to be really blessed. When you go to our website, you can register to go to the crusade. Tonight's going to have a crusade. It's free admission, but you got to register. I also want to encourage you to partner with the ministry. God's going to bless you. To partner with the ministry, go to our website, powerevangelism.net. You can enroll into a partnership. You can also go to our website to sow a seed to help our ministry in advancing the gospel. The Lord's going to bless you. This is the right place to sow your seed. I'm going to show you a message I preached recently. When I was in Port St. Lucie, we're going to show you the power of God moving. And God can do the same for you when you believe. Right where you are, you can receive it.
It's about that time again. It's summertime. Young people, youth, and young adults. Don't forget, it's Extreme Camp 2K19. Youth and young adults, sign up today, July 1st through July 6th, with PM and man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly. It's going to be in Iowa. It's going to be awesome extravaganza, and don't miss it. The Word of God, worship, workshops, praise, and hearing the Word from the man of God, growing spiritually, but also growing, having fun as we do rock climbing, zip lines, bow and arrows, flag football, team games, the pool, water slide, and much more. So don't miss it. Sign up today, and all breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all included. So it's all included. Don't miss it. Transportation, and also your room and board are all taken care of, and all the fun. This is the Lord. Grow spiritually and grow in fun, and come back and change the world for July 1st through July 6th, 2019. 2K Extreme Camp.
What's up? Sing it.
Ministries invite you to two nights of miracles in the heart of West Palm Beach, Florida, in downtown. September the 13th and September 14th, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. It's free admission with man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, at the Palm Beach County Convention Center in downtown West Palm Beach. Bring your friends and bring...
If Jesus is here, the devil is alive. Whose name is above every name?
By the time I got here the first night, I couldn't wait. I could just feel the anointing, take it off. But the pain was still there until tonight.
And tonight the pain is gone.
Gone.
Give God a shout of praise.
Welcome. Don't miss this awesome citywide crusade. All are welcome. Many are traveling from around the world to come experience the power of God. God uses Apostle Ronald Solly in an unusual way. Your family, as many have been set free, a touch from Jesus.
So you're going to repeat what I said.
Don't miss your miracle. Jesus is Lord and miracles.
Will you believe? So if you have somewhere to write it down.
Whose report will you believe? There's a lot of frequencies out there broadcasting. There's a lot of frequencies out there projecting information. And your mind is like an interceptor. It picks up on these frequencies and delivery. And you can choose to believe what the devil says, or you can choose to believe what God says. You can choose to believe what people say, or you can choose to believe what God says. If you're going to make decisions in your life, you got to make sure you make good decisions. Because the decision is going to really... The Bible says, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Father, bless this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God's word is so powerful that even demons in hell are aware of how powerful it is. Satan is so afraid of God's word that the only thing he can do is get you to interpret it in the wrong way. Because if he can get you to misunderstand the word and the message that God is bringing across, then he knows he can influence your thoughts to make bad decisions. The Bible said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. In the spiritual realm, the enemy capitalizes on using manipulation, intimidation to control the thoughts of man, and also to defile man to the extent that when he hears the word spoken by God, he takes it out of context and causes confusion on how people interpret the scripture. The letter killeth, but the spirit bringeth life. The truth in the word is to change you. God doesn't want to destroy you. He wants to transform you. And this afternoon, what I want to focus on by the grace of God is your ability to receive God's word in its fullness without taking away from it or adding to it. When God speaks his word to us, we got to get the message and allow that message that God has spoken to us to be interpreted the way he wants us to interpret it. Amen. All things were made by him in verse 3, and without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ is the word. Jesus Christ has been exalted, and he will never be brought down. Authority has been given to him. His name is extremely above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. I want you to follow me closely here Why does the Bible say tradition makes the word of God of no effect? What does the Bible say in verse 12? But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The word believe is a key to where you go and how deep you can go in God. And when you look at verse 10, it says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Can we be so much deceived as human beings that God sent his son and nobody knew, only a fraction knew that he was around? Do you see how the devil can blind, fool men? That without the Holy Spirit, you would have been worshiping some demon. Probably you would have been into some kind of deception. How the devil managed to deceive even the very people that saw the Lord walk on earth and did not believe. Because you would say, from your normal thinking, that if I saw the Lord face to face, turning water into wine, walking on the sea.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. This is Apostolic, come to you live from the studio, ready to lift up Jesus Christ and to bless the Lord. God is a good God and his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. You can call for prayer, 561-337-9018. We're going to hear testimonies, we're going to hear praise reports, and also we can give God glory for the crusade that is coming up on the September the 13th and September the 14th at exactly 7 p.m. Now, we're going to have a school of the Holy Spirit where we're going to learn how the Spirit of God operates. So if you have a call, if you're a minister, if you want to learn the things of the Spirit, supernatural realm, you want to come to this class. So sign up today on our website, www.tonightsofmiracles.com. So I look forward to see you there in this crusade. The best is yet to come. 561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord. And I give God praise for all of you that are tuning in now. This is Apostolic. I want to encourage you that call your friend, call your family. Let them know that the show is on and mighty things are going to happen today. You're going to get healed while we're coming to you live from the studio. I'll be back after this message.
Some risks to experience the power of God. Faith means risk.
Fasten your seatbelts and release your faith today. As Matthew 19:26 says, nothing is impossible with God.
Hallelujah. worship him.
Hallelujah. Holy. Holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is holy. He deserves praise. 561-337-9018. If you need prayer, if you need deliverance, if you need encouragement, if you're going through something in your life and you need help, God wants to bless you. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Nothing is impossible without God. Trust him and take courage. All is well. Jesus is Lord and nothing is impossible with him. So we want to pray for you. We want to believe God to bless you. And it's going to be glorified. 561-337-9018. I'll be back with this message.
Miss Pasuri, that's a doctor. He could help you. Can you stretch your hands right now?
Longez-moi, longez-moi, Suli. Comment c'est prier pour lui?
We're praying for her knees.
Longez-moi, on a prié pour genoux.
This morning he told me not to come back.
Well, Jesus, you don't owe Jesus nothing.
What do Jesus
and
hein?
You come to the right God. I'm
going to
pray for your knees to be fixed right now.
Et pour genoux arrangé. Fix. Mon long, j'ai prié pour lui.
Pray for a great miracle on her knees.
Priez pour miracle.
For her to be restored and she begin to move normally.
Restauration totale.
By the Spirit of God.
Par l'Esprit de Dieu.
The natural hand of God fix her knees.
Remove
the pain. Let the cartilage function normally. Let the stiffness go. Let the blood flow begin. Let the pain dissipate now. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the curse of infirmity. What the doctor could not do, Jesus can do. Every curse of the doctor after she walked out of the office will not light on her. By the blood of Jesus and the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Can I save you from knee pain?
Let's in
Jesus' name.
Nano Jesus.
All pain gone. All pain gone. That's a highlight from one of our services. This woman went to the doctors and the doctors told her there is nothing we can do for you. So then she got a flyer and then came to the crusade and Jesus took all the pain away. And she was moving up and down. To God be the glory, because it took all the pain away. That's what Jesus does when we believe. The power of God is just moving like we read in the book of Acts. Just what we read in the book of Acts. When Jesus went about doing all manner of sickness and healing all manner of sickness and disease and setting the captives free. That Jesus is the one we preach today. 561-337-9018. Call for prayer.
How long has she had this problem?
The right one was taken out. She was diagnosed 5 years ago in January.
What was taken out?
The lung, the right.
The right lung.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Miracles.
God will
respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith.
Word of God, come.
Lord spoke to me this morning, showed me a lot of shootings taking place in the schools. Let's pray for the schools in America. Take about a minute and begin to pray for schools in America. Say, Father, we pray for our children, protect them. We pray that you expose the plan of the enemy against the schools in America. Take a minute and begin to pray for America right now. Pray for the United States of America. I saw a lot of shootings in school. God was giving me cities where these things are going to taking place. We pray right now, Lord Jesus, you intervene. Miracles still happen. God, you intervene. Let the plots be exposed. Protect our kids when they go to school. It was going to be so bad that parents are going to be scared to send their kids to school. Lift your hands up and pray for your children. Come on. Jesus! Protect our children. Protect our children. Save America. Let this nation return to Jesus. Let America return to Jesus. Pray, pray, pray. Father, we need it. We need your protection. Send your angels. Let America experience the awakening of the Holy Ghost. Protect our kids. Protect the high schools. Protect the middle schools. Protect the colleges. Jesus. So, Father, the blood of Jesus is covering us, covering your people. Let America lift up its hands and cry out to Jesus to redeem this nation for your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to give you 60 seconds. Name a school you know. If you know any school, name it. Whatever school you know. I don't know the schools here. Just name the names. Whatever school you know. And cover it with the blood of Jesus. I know the kids may be in rebellion, but our prayer can hold back the judgment. I know the kids may be ignorant about God, but our prayers can save the loved ones, the lost ones. Pray for a school right now. Lord, cover them with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Let's give the best shout of praise. Come on, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. 561-337-9018. You can call for prayer. 561-337-9018. The best is yet to come and nothing is impossible. Always remember to pray for your children. School starts very soon. God's protection. That was a clip from one of our services, prophetic night, where the glory of God is released, and then we begin to pray prophetically. So I know school is about to start very soon, and it's important to pray for your children and put them before God's hands for protection, for counsel, direction. And the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Trust him, and he will bless you. And he's never failed to move when we trust him. So once you trust him, he will move. So 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. Also, you can go to our website and sign up today to know about the crusade and also to enroll into our partnership program to support this ministry. We have partnership program. And you can be able to support this ministry as we take the gospel around the world and around the nation, because the gospel has to be preached that souls may be saved. If it's not preached, how will souls be saved? So we have to preach the gospel, and we rent auditoriums and stadiums. And if you're going to partner with us, God's going to bless you. We see a lot of testimonies of what God is doing. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. You have to believe, and when you believe, you will be blessed. 561-337-9008. Hallelujah. Prepare for the word. Get a hold of your Bible as we go into the word right now. Jesus is Lord. Psalm chapter 46. Get a hold of your Bible. Turn to Psalm 46. Jesus is Lord. I'm excited about what God is doing. Psalm 46. God is our refuge. And strength. A very present help in trouble. Therefore will not fear. Though the earth should change. Though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam. Though the mountains tremble with its turbulent. There's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. What a mighty God we serve. He is moving powerfully for his glory and is doing incredible things. And we bless him for that. What a mighty God we serve. He is on the throne. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What a mighty God we serve. He will never let the righteous suffer corruption. What a mighty God we serve. David says in the Bible, I was young, now I'm old. I've never seen a righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. What a mighty God we serve. For those of you that are joining me for the first time on this station, I want to encourage you to trust God, regardless of what you're going through. He is your refuge. He is your strength. He is your courage, and you can rely on him to take care of the situation you're dealing with in your life, because he's not meant to lie. He is God, and he faileth not. So, how do we establish this dimension of breakthrough, favor, and wisdom? Is we are led by the Spirit to operate in a dimension of glory that God has released over your life. So we study the scripture, we see the enemy wants to plant fear, doubt, and unbelief so you can be able to operate in the realm of defilement and limitation. But if you make the Lord your refuge, He will fix what is unfixable. I want to encourage all of you that are going through some challenging times. God is not meant to lie. He knows what you're dealing with, and He's going to help you deal with it with a victorious sound. Look at the world we live in today. The amount of trouble that is erupting in all the four corners of the earth. Trade wars, natural disasters, plagues like Ebola affecting some parts in Africa, the migrant crisis, people moving from one part of the world to another in large numbers because they're looking for a better life. It shows you that man is searching for refuge. Man is searching for hope. Man is searching for restoration, for solution to what they're dealing with in their life. And this solution is only found in God. If you step out of God's presence, if you step out of God's protection, you will not encounter the refuge you're looking for. So you have to stay in God's presence. You have to stay in God's protection. God has put a perimeter of protection. God has placed it right there for you to enjoy that perimeter of protection. How are you going to be able to enjoy it in the world we live in today without letting the enemy access it? So the enemy is out to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So what the devil does is to break your focus. Focus is the key to winning spiritual battles. So in that battle you're dealing with right now, in the battle you're facing, what you're dealing with, let's look at what are the access points the enemy has gained traction and positioning to make it hard for you to even trust God when you pray. He makes it look bigger than it's supposed to be, because the bigger they are, the quicker your deliverance will come, because you rely on God to deliver you. You cast all your cares unto the Lord because He cares for you. Cast all your burdens and cares unto Jesus because He cares for you. Therefore, we'll not fear though the earth should change, though the mountains shake. Maybe there's an earthquake. California recently experienced an earthquake. Trust should be based on revelation. Trust is maintained on relationship. So you have to maintain a healthy relationship with the Lord. That way you can be able to walk through that valley. You have to maintain a close relationship with the Lord so you can walk through that mountain. You have to maintain a close relationship with the Lord so you can walk through that deep end that you're facing now. Temptation is designed by the enemy to distract you. Jesus was tempted, but He not fell into temptation because He was not distracted. Now, it says in verse 4, there's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. She shall not be moved. So where the Lord brings deliverance, it is going to come. When God brings your deliverance, it's going to come like a dream, but it will come forth. When God brings your deliverance, it will come like a dream, but it will come forth, because God is the deliverer. God God knows how to deliver us on from corruption. When God brings your deliverance, it will come like a dream. It says in verse 5, God is in the midst of her. So the Lord is right there to deliver you. The Lord is right there to rescue you. God will help her. Right early, the nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Only God can be able to sustain you in battle. Only God can be able to eliminate the obstacles, the opposition you're facing. Only God can be able to break that cycle of opposition you're dealing with. Only God can navigate you to a place of a testimony. Only God can bring you to a place of vindication. Your help is not coming from man. Your help is coming from God. You know, most people in the world we're living today, they're constantly turning to wrong sources for deliverance. They're constantly turning to using natural means to deal with spiritual problems. You know, the Bible said pray without ceasing. The Bible didn't say pray occasionally or pray on vacations. Pray without ceasing. How can you pray without ceasing if you're in your strength? How can you pray without ceasing if you're relying on your human strength? You can only pray without ceasing if you're in spiritual. You pray in the spirit. Praying in the spirit is a powerful principle. We have to adapt to that. So, once you learn to pray in the spirit, it's going to help you to maintain the unceasing prayer. Pray without ceasing. In Psalm chapter 35, the Bible says, contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of the shield and buckler and rise for my help. Draw the spear and the javelin against my pursuers. Say to my soul, I am your deliverance. Are you going through a tough time right now and you're looking for deliverance and you're looking for hope and you feel like giving up? God says, I am your deliverance. Say to my soul, I am your deliverance. That's what God wants you to do, is to trust him. That situation is hard and nobody can seem to understand you. Nobody can seem to understand you. Nobody can seem to really understand what you're dealing with. You know why? Because they're human. They will not understand spiritual things. Spiritual battles are won on the knees. You win the spiritual battles on your knees. On your knees. That's how you win spiritual battles. You see, focus. is a manifestation of maturity. People who are mature in Christ, which is developed through a relationship, focus. Now, if you're struggling to focus, it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. No, you're going through a growing stage. Look at children, for example. When they're trying to walk, they get distracted, they fall. They try to learn something, they get distracted. But as they grow and progress, they can mature, become architect, become pilot, become doctors. So your focus will manifest as you develop that maturity. The intimacy with Christ will help you gain focus and develop the maturity in Christ. God's word is very clear here. Is a situation too hard that you can't deliver yourself? Is a situation too hard that you don't know how to fix it? The word has made it clear the Lord is my deliverance. Give you more scripture to encourage you in your battle that you're facing right now. You see, in Psalm chapter 3, we're going to look at what the Bible says in Psalm chapter 3. Oh Lord, how many are they? Oh Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of me, there's no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cry aloud to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy hill. I lie down and sleep. I awake, for the Lord sustains me. I'm not afraid for 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, deliver me, O my soul. For thou doest smite all my enemies on the cheek. Thou dost break the teeth of the wicked. Deliverance belongs to the Lord. Thy blessing be upon thy people. Hallelujah. Who is your deliverance? He says, I am your deliverance. That is what God is going to do. He's going to deliver you. Now, this is what I want to encourage you. Nobody understands you. Nobody understands you, but God does. Nobody knows your pain, but God does. Nobody can articulate it. Nobody can even explain it, but God does. It says in verse 4, Psalm chapter 3, verse 4, I cry aloud to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy hill. God is waiting for your call. He's faster than 911. He's faster than any emergency line. Is faster than any rescue plan. He's quicker. He can locate you without you having a tracking device. You know, nowadays animals, they have tracking device. Your phone has a tracking device. People wear tracking devices. Your vehicle has a tracking device. But with Jesus Christ, you don't need a tracking device because the Spirit of God is in you. You know, the enemy makes you think that when you pray and cry out to God, it's like you have to go through different avenues to get his attention. No, God is so close at his name. As you mention the name Jesus, he's right there. He is right there. As soon as you say Jesus, he's right there. I'll lift my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. In Psalm 104, the Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, all of my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Who covereth thyself with light as a garment? Who has stretched out the heavens like a tent? Who has laid the beams of thy chambers on the waters? Who makes the clouds thy chariot? Who ridest on the wings of the wind? Who maketh the winds thy messengers, fire and flame thy ministers? Look at verse 3. Who has laid the beams of thy chambers on the waters? Who maketh the clouds thy chariot? Deliverance will come to you like inhaling the breath. Who maketh the chariot, the clouds thy chariot? In verse 5 says, thou didst set the earth on its foundation so that it should never be shaken. Thou didst cover it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the sound of thy thunder they took to flight. No one can make war with God. Stop fearing in your heart that the thing you're dealing with is going to destroy you. No, it will not. I'll lift my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. In Psalm 121, I'll lift my eyes up to the hills from whence cometh my help. From whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He will keepeth you, shall not slumber. Behold, he keepeth Israel, will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your present help. He knows that delivers on from corruption. Build a relationship with Jesus today. God can hear the cry of the righteous. It's on his, you know, your lips as they cry out to God. When you reach out to God, it blesses him. God is pleased with your prosperity. God is pleased with an act of faith you take when you reach out to God in prayer. Don't let enemy discourage you and say your prayer is being wasted. When God is silent, it does not mean he said no. The silence of God doesn't mean he said no. The silence of God doesn't mean he forgot you. The silence of God doesn't mean he doesn't care. He will deliver you, but you have to put your faith and your trust in him. Psalm 108. My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I'll sing and make melody. Awake, O my soul. Awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the down. I give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the peoples. I'll sing praises to thee among the nations. For my steadfast love is great. The heavens, thy faithfulness reaches to the cloud. God's nature is a faithful God. He's a loving God. But also is a God of judgment. Run to him for rescue, for deliverance. Verse 5. Be exalted, O God. Psalm 108, verse 5. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered. Give help by thy right hand and answer me. God has promised in his sanctuary with exhortation, I'll divide up Shechem and portion out the vale of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is my helmet, Judah is my scepter. Do you know that when you praise God, you accelerate your deliverance? You know, when we do these crusades, I see people, when I'm standing on the stage to minister, I see countless numbers of people. They've come with cases. It's like everybody has a file and they need to present their case to God. And I stand there, look at these people and hear from God. His love flowing through me, overwhelming the atmosphere. And it blesses my heart when I see somebody come out of the wheelchair. Somebody testifies their cancer is gone. I didn't do those miracles. Jesus did them. God is ready to deliver you. But you have to believe. You have to step up by faith. You have to reach out in faith and believe God for the impossible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus. Whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Drive the devil crazy. Because Satan is the accuser of the brethren. He's out to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's out to demolish, to rend null and void. I'll never forget, I was traveling to my country to speak in a conference. And there was a drought in the land. There was no rain. So when my flight flew into the territory, rain, the clouds began to gather and the rain came. And they told me that my coming was a blessing. It was a prophetic act. The Lord sent the rain. And I forget, I was preaching in another country. This was in Africa. And I met the chief of the land. And I told him we were here to do missionary work. He was so happy to see us. And I asked him, what do you want God to do for your land? He said, we need rain. It's dry here. In Africa, they have to cultivate. In the place where I was, they have to cultivate, dig. So there has to be rain. So there was no rain. It was dry. And people, animals were starving. People were dying, sick. So I told him, the rain is coming. And when I decreed that word prophetically, that rain, by the time we arrived to where we're going, walking by foot in the mountains, the rain came. It was less than an hour. I believe it was less, if I remember right, it was less than 30 minutes. Yes. Jesus can heal you, can deliver you, can turn that situation around. And it's all for his glory. Delay does not mean denial. The Bible says they overcame him by the love of, but they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You must have a testimony, and a testimony is what will overcome the world. In Revelation chapter 12, Revelation, the book of Revelation. I love the scripture. Chapter 12 and verse 11. And have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives even unto death. The final outcome of your battle is victory. If you don't quit, I want to pray with you right now. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and renounce my sin. Lord, remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my Lord, as my Savior, and I am born again in Jesus' name. Now, if you have received Jesus in your heart, your name is out of the book of death, it's in the Lamb's book of life. You are born again. Stay saved in Jesus' mighty name. And read your Bible, find a Bible believing church, and grow. Come visit us. We have a website, it's www.pyevangelism.net. And don't miss our crusade coming up on September the 13th and the 14th. We're going to have three services. Sunday morning, and we're going to have, Friday night, that's the 13th. And also we're going to have Saturday morning, Saturday at 11 a.m. And we're going to have a miracle service at 7 p.m. So we're going to have a school of the Holy Spirit on the 14th. So those are three great services. Mark your calendar. Now you're going to see, you're going to experience the power of God and the glory of God in dimensions you've never seen before in this crusade. We have a website that's specifically designed for this crusade. It's called twonightsofmiracles.com. Just go to the website and sign up to the website. And sign your family, bring your family, if you're a minister, you want to see the power of God, move in your congregation. You can bring the entire congregation or bring the leadership team, and you could come, check it out. You know, I always tell people, if you believe, come receive. If you don't believe, come and see, because God is going to be glorified regardless, whether you believe or you don't believe. But if you believe, you're going to receive. There's nothing impossible with God. When we believe, all things are possible. All we do is to believe. And I forget, a woman came with cancer to a Bible study several years ago, and they told her she had cancer. She was so depressed. I rebuked that cancer. I told her to go back to the hospital the next day. She went and they ran tests, and they could not find the cancer. It's amazing what God can do in small group meetings. Nothing is impossible with God. I'm going to pray for you in this broadcast before we go. Call us at 561-337-9018. It's 561-337-9018. Lord, I pray for those that are hearing me now and they're discouraged and they're suicidal, they're depressed. Some of them feel like giving up, like nobody cares. I pray the Lord, you walk into that situation in their life. Build their faith by your spirit. I decree and declare victory in Jesus' name. Amen. 561-337-908, or you can go to powerevangelism.net to submit your request and to get my teachings. Write to me on PO Box 221661, West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. PO Box 221661, West Palm Beach, Florida 33422. I want to hear from you today. And I believe God will be able to speak to you. And I believe God will be able to open your eyes to receive that which He has for you. It's deliverance and hope for the hopeless. May God bless you. And thanks for joining me on this broadcast. And I'll see you again. The best is yet to come. And nothing is impossible. 561-337-908. TwoNightsOfMiracles.com. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your loved one. You know, this crusade is going to be amazing because it's non-denominational, multicultural. People come from overseas, here, all around the world to experience the glory and the power of God. So I look forward to see you. Miracles still happen. This is Apostle Sally, and I'll see you again next week. God bless you. The best is yet to come.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.